our guns. We love who we love, and we want to have fun. Yeah, we cuss on them Mondays and pray on them Sundays. Pass it around and we dream of
this. This is a special report from ABC News. Your voice, your vote. I'm Richard Cantu. In Pittsburgh, Vice President Harris declared the nation is ready for a fresh start. Israel continuing to press its war on Iran, back Hamas in Gaza and Hezbollah in Lebanon. The U.S. is urging Tehran against responding to Israel's most recent airstrikes on Iranian military targets. Air Force General Major General Patrick Ryder is Pentagon spokesman.
Mild with periods of rain.
Also for Tuesday, cloudy with scattered showers, a brief thunderstorm possible, a high of 64. 38 Tuesday night, Wednesday 54,
Tokyo Electric Power Company reported a remote-controlled robot has safely retrieved a hunk of melted fuel it collected from the Unit 2 reactor at the Fukushima nuclear power plant swamped by a tsunami in 2011. Now they have to be certain that the sample's radioactivity is below a set limit and safely placed into a container. If it's too radioactive, the robot will have to go back in and grab something less lethal. Study of the melted fuel will help form a decommissioning strategy. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
He's a comedian, a writer, and an actor, and teaches comedy at one of his concerts. Oh, Dobie Maxwell joins me here on that. Hey, Dobie.
Pete Schwabba, I am Chico, you're the man. Can you hear me if my Amish wood-burning computer plugged in?
You can't Amish. I need an update on Higgins Power, and it's working with a charm. So I'll change your life. Nightlife with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Dom Salvia Show. He always said to consistently until the day you die, stand up and fight for those rights. You gotta stand up for yourself, you gotta stand up for your neighbors and your friends, and even folks that you don't maybe agree with politically, but they also have the very same right. And anybody trying to stop that is going absolutely against what this country is supposed to be all about. I think more people need to stand up and say, you cannot stop me from voting.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
First
Golden Globe Award, the actor has still not seen the series finale. In a recent appearance on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, Culkin said he missed it because he was in Poland filming a movie and then went right to a vacation with his family. The actor told Colbert he knows what happens, but just sort of missed his chance.
Now, Daddy didn't like trouble.
For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabo, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station.
Want to hear even more? Anytime?
Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
You could always find him standing.
Meteorologist Rodney Price, a chance of showers and storms in the overnight. Light north winds and mid-50s expected by daybreak. And some of the rain could be a bit heavy. On your Tuesday and Election Day forecast, showers and storms around with southerly breeze. Highs in the mid-60s, currently 59 degrees.
Next time, special election coverage, overtime with Maggie Dawn Plus, former Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes, and stick around for a special Civic Media election night coverage. Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6. This is News from the Center, WRCE.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
More giving in or a little more backing down, but we always had plenty. Just living his advice. Whatever you do today, you'll have to sleep with the night.
Good morning, and welcome to Matt Mayer on Air. Jane Matt Mayer, Greg Bach, and Calvin Buettenhoff coming to you live from our studio at Radio Park here in Racine. If you can always join us, you can call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. Leave comments if you're watching on a live stream. On Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter, Maggie Dawn Show. It's the airwaves from 2 to 4 p.m. Today she's joined by Milwaukee County Board Chairwoman Marcellia Nicholson to kick off the last show before Election Day. And then J.B. Van Hollen and Scott Kluge will be talking about the safety of our elections in Wisconsin. We're going to do that a little bit later after the 11:33 news, specifically how to, if you want to fraud, don't do election fraud like this. Just the thoughts, if you want to fraud and get away with it, but don't do what this guy did. So that's coming up after the 11:30 news. Right now, we are so delighted to be joined once again. We haven't seen him in far too long. He's the director of the Lubar Center at Marquette University Law School. Derek Mosley is here. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Jane, how are you? I'm great. I can't complain. Thanks so much for having me.
Absolutely. Like I said, it's been too long. You're a very busy guy. We understand that. And so thank you for carving some time out for us. We're going to talk about food a little later. Let's talk first, though, about the poll. The Marquette University Law Poll is a big standard. It's been around for a long time. And we've joked on our show, Derek, about anybody essentially can start a poll. You can have Stan and Dan's America Integrity Polling. Because there's no registration, there's no licensing that you have to go through to get to start a polling firm. But if you actually want accurate results, you have to be able to show your work, correct?
Absolutely. That's what we take a lot of pride in here at the Lubar Center. So the Lubar Center is sort of like the umbrella organization here at Marquette Law School for the Marquette Law Poll. The Law Poll is run by Dr. Charles Franklin. He's the director of the poll. He's part of our Lubar Center team. But it's worth noting that the Marquette Law School poll was ranked as the third most accurate and prestigious poll in the country. That's pretty good, behind New York Times and the Siena poll. Those predate us by some time. And so for an outfit like us, it's a pretty good accolade to get the third most popular poll, respected. And for the reasons you said, Jane, it's respected because we put out a full list of not just the results, but how we got to those results, the methodology, everything in regards to the poll.
Well, and that's why I try to caution folks to say, all of a sudden we're getting flooded with all these polls people have never heard of. And that's, I guess, is my whole point, that anybody can do this and talk to five people and claim, we have 100% support for Donald Trump, and some right-wing podcaster who has no experience with how polls work picks that up and starts spreading that message. So I tend to tell folks to take polls with a grain of salt, especially if it's not one that you're familiar with, like the Marquette poll.
Yeah, and we're exclusive to Wisconsin, right? So our poll, we went with polls with Wisconsin. great. Even when it's not an election season, we're constantly talking about different things, whether it's the president, the Senate race, the Supreme Court races, all of those things, and the popularity of our governors, mayors. And so I think that's what makes us different from a lot of polls, and that's why a lot of the other polls and a lot of the major news organizations have been here a lot just to figure out what's going on in this battleground state. We were on 60 Minutes 2 weeks ago.
Oh, wow.
Isn't it election season, sir? You just said when it's not. It's just because it feels like every year is an election season, and I would love to know this magical place where there's no elections happening.
Yeah, it really isn't, right? When there's a spring election, like most nonpartisan elections are in the spring, or it's a partisan election like we have coming up this November, there's always something going on. Always.
Well, we're going to have another Supreme Court race next year.
Absolutely. And we're already gearing up for that with our polling in regards to not the candidates so much right now, but about how the residents feel about this county.
And that's a question I have for you is, you know, they just released the final poll before the election tomorrow. Is it like, all right, everyone, take a week off, have some fun? Or is it, you know, release that poll on Monday, we start working on the next one, spring or whenever it's going to be? Is that that process and how does it work?
Absolutely. So it still keeps going. It doesn't end because the election takes place tomorrow. A number of things that we're doing over here at the Lubar Center. We're going to have an event November 21st where we're going to do our little post-mortem. One of our number one policy. I guess he's the policy advisor here in the Lubar, John Johnson. He is actually comprising all the polling, in fact, all the different elections polls in 2000. Have an event where we talk about what's changed, what's become redder, what's become bluer, what stayed the same. And so that's going to be great. And then, you know, like you mentioned, right, we're going to keep on different things as well. But it doesn't end.
No, you don't get to take it. No, sorry.
Take a half day tomorrow. You know, enjoy it.
No. In fact, I would tell your listeners, they might want to jump on our polling. So I'll just give the website for the poll. They have it. law.marquette, all spelled out, .edu/poll, P-O-L-L. Sometimes it's P-O-L-L. And the reason why I'm putting out that website is also because on Friday,
sometimes people think, well, they've never called me, therefore, you know, it's not bad.
Right, well, there's a whole lot of people that live in this state, and we need these national polls to get across the country. So I get it. I know there are people, I don't know anybody who's been polled, I know people don't know but just know that Dr. Parker's methodology for the poll has led to the reputation of him. You know, his reputation, like that law school reputation, is all over the poll as well, so take care of yourself.
And I think when you talk about the matter of trustworthy is, heavy word now in these elections. I can come to you with 50 pieces of evidence and say, this is why this is happening. You're like, no. The fact that you have such a wonderful reputation, I think, says a lot.
Yeah, well, you know, we're a law school.
Yeah.
So to us, facts and the law matter. So we take that very seriously.
The whole facts thing. It's not just you don't just intuitively know things. You actually have to I don't know the details and the facts about the things. That always helps.
Stay informed like with news on the facts about the and things. Be entertained yes. with a better variety of your favorite country details. On it's Country and Community, WRCO-FM 100.9.
What else should people know about the poll to reassure them? What else can you tell folks?
Well, I think the thing that Dr. Franklin always tells, and also, I can give the Lubar Center's website as well. I'll do it later. But all of our polling events, so once we do a poll, we do a poll event. So it's a Q&A with myself and Dr. Franklin. We open up to the audience because all of them are public. And so those are all recorded. And people can go on our website and watch all the information about things. You might want every question about poll methodology. How many people were surveyed, percentage of Republicans, percentage of Democrats, percentage of Independents, you know, things like that. So you get a good feel for what that information is going to be all about. But the thing that Dr. Franklin always ends with on our last poll that we did last week was, polls don't vote,
right?
People vote.
Right.
So it's important that if you don't like the results, don't vote.
Well, and we've talked too about yard signs don't vote, and flags don't vote, and T-shirts don't vote, and all of those, it's all great, and it shows enthusiasm, yes, but that is not reflective of the count, the ultimate count at the end.
Right. I mean, I drive all around Milwaukee all the time, so it's from work, and I think people believe that the more signs you have in your yard, the likelihood that your candidate's going to win. I mean, one sign gets it, right? I drive by, I can read that one sign. You have 15 in your yard, then that doesn't change.
That reminds me, I got to take a picture. There's three properties on my house that are, I mean, when I say covered, I don't mean like there's 10 or 15. I mean, it's like the carnival amount of signs. And I want to take a picture. I'll send it to you. We'll put it on. We can put it in the show notes as well. But I'm like, we get it. That's your personality. But that's really probably two votes in that house right there.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. And I think to hear, and we've talked about this quite a bit just in the last couple of weeks, especially for women, and this has caused some outrage on the right, that women might be casting ballots and not telling their husbands that they're voting for Kamala Harris. I think that's a wider spread phenomenon than people realize.
I mean, but that's nothing. It's not unique, right? I mean, a lot of people say that's the recent Kennedy one. They went into the polling place. Their husbands weren't voting for Kennedy, but you know, a lot of wives like Kennedy loved Jackie O and loved what the family stood for. And we're like, well, I'm just going to cast my vote there. So that's not a unique phenomenon. We'll see how big that turns out to be.
Your vote's private. No one knows
when you go in the voting booth. No one knows how you vote. They will know that you voted, and that's how you get, you know, targeted for text messages and fundraising messages and all of those things. And that's why we were encouraging people to go vote early, Derek, so that the campaign can then direct those resources to people who have not yet cast a ballot.
Absolutely. The thing I heard, that one of the funniest things I heard during the poll. Opt out of every commercial, every text, everything. Wouldn't that be great?
Oh, that TV commercial. Boy, if you could tie that to the TV commercials, we'd have people. No one would show up on election day. It would just, they'd all be done. They would all have voted. We're going to continue our conversation with Derek Mosley from the Lubar Center. Stay with us. We're listening to Matt Mayer on air on the City Media Radio. She ain't missing you.
Do it. all I thought
now, she
never would.
Now, joining us, this is a text off the text line.
If I'm being she's in my heart, she says it feels like
this
it should.
She's been dealing with pieces of the new ocean.
And you think about who could back up somebody else. She's here and we're even moving on.
And they're on air.
This shouldn't be a thing.
This woman pleads Jelenic guilty to trying to smuggle 29 turtles
we
across a lake in Vermont into Canada by kayak
very
so they could eventually be sold in Hong Kong.
We pride
so
ourselves on making final arrangements to leave this stress-free. Our services and memorial facilities
she's
have been designed
with
your family's
prison.
Comfort and
Matt Mayer on
mind.
Air.
We are equipped to meet all of your requests, allowing you time to connect with family and friends while celebrating and reflecting on your loved one's life. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Services dedicated funeral directors and staff are here for you.
Story. It was kind of weekday mornings from 6 till 8
new life
on your local Civic Media radio
from
station.
Mouthwatering
and
steaks
on the
and fresh
Civic
seafood
Media
to a large
app.
Salad bar and perfectly
out
crafted
here in
old
the middle of these acres,
Kickapoo Creekside offers a truly exceptional dining experience.
That's how it feels when
choose
you're struggling
from the menu
with your mental health,
or indulge in the chef's daily special.
Alone.
Dine
find
inside or enjoy your meal
your
outside in the fresh air. Visit Kickapoo Creekside at 827 West Kickapoo Street in Reedstown. Open Wednesday through Saturday at 4 p.m. and Sunday starting at 11. Come and taste the tradition.
Content produced by
Jelenic
Civic
Plumbing
Media.
And Heating. It's good to know someone you can trust when your home gives you a headache. Featuring 24-hour emergency service for plumbing, heating, and cooling. Jelenic Plumbing and Heating has been a trusted name when
good
it comes
morning.
To helping
welcome
you solve any
Matt
plumbing,
air,
heating,
Matt
or
Nair,
cooling
Greg
needs.
Baca, Dr. Sly
Jelenic
on
Plumbing
the
and
board.
Heating offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates,
join us.
And we guarantee
the
job will be done
same,
right. Jelenic Plumbing and Heating,
649-7916. If you're watching on the live stream, on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform that Elon continues to actively ruin, we are joined by our guest, Derek Mosley. He is the head of the Lubar Center at the Marquette University Law School. Derek, tell us a little bit about this new interactive
sitting
election tool
bar,
that you're bringing to
mind. Here I am.
Yeah,
there
so that's
they are
just,
hanging
what I was talking about on
rafters,
Friday. So they're going to be able to
watch them gather round, it's a promise sound. Can I buy you another round or get your number?
Who they voted for as far as numbers are concerned. And so we'll have that on Friday.
Try to touch my heart, but they move way too fast. Just another night before play in a shot glass.
Where
do I
track all that
shows and click on Matt Mayer on air, and that will take you to all of our archives and all of the shows. It's a great list here.
I've also added Derek's Instagram and Facebook handles on there because it is worth the follow.
I appreciate that. I really do appreciate that.
Yeah. Let's talk a little bit about food. We love talking food with you and the ethnic heritage dinners in particular here. What's that about?
Yeah, so just a quick review for those who don't know about us at the Bar Center. So our goal is to bring people together in different cultures. Join our mailing. one just list. When I think I found the man of my tickets. Dreams.
And they go really fast.
And yeah, we've had eight tickets. We have eight tickets. Everyone is sold out within hours. So it's important that people check out the UM system. One of my favorites. Don't get me wrong. I love
email list.
I did. Because the last three times I tried to go to the Harris dinner, it sold out.
Yeah, they go quick.
They go quick.
Yeah, yeah, they do.
But our motto is, you know, meet someone, get there, we sit to a table.
So this is love.
Learn something.
I've never been here before, and when I leave, I won't come back anymore. For everything I've learned since I've been here has only brought me pain. So when I leave, I won't come back again. Well, here I am on the corner of heart and mind, and the citizens of love are running blind, breaking one another's hearts and crying all the while, just like pain was going out.
And what kinds of things will be on the menu, do you know?
So this
oh, I know, but I can't tell.
I won't come back anymore. For everything I've met since I've been here, it's only brought me pain. So when I leave, I won't come back again.
You know, there's a lot of places in the state where you go and you see everybody, right? Blacks, whites, Asians, Latinos, Natives, they all together everywhere. And a lot of things, a lot of people don't realize that. When you say Native American, they almost seem like they're like this homogenous culture, right? It's like, oh, they're
where
different.
Should I go from the corner of heart and mind?
Right? You know,
love is in the state of confusion all the time. Heartaches are always present, makes no difference where you turn. And the taxes take what happiness you earn.
Wild rice.
So this is love.
I've never been here,
and when I leave,
the dinner is November 18th.
I won't come back anymore. For everything I've met since I've been here, it's only brought me pain. So when I leave, I won't come back again. So when I leave,
I saw people reselling our tickets on Facebook Marketplace.
Who was today? Here, just did a ticket. Who? I got two.
Now you made it. Now you know.
Do you also want some fine watches or some fine posters?
And we only charge $30.
Oh, that's a steal.
That money's used to go to the chefs. I mean, we want everybody. We want this to be a bit for everyone.
Derek Mosley has been our guest. He's the head of the Lubar Center at Marquette University Law School. Thank you so very much, Derek. Take care.
Thank you.
News is next when we return. How not to commit election fraud. You're listening to Matt Mayer on air on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You need to know where I'm standing now.
This
This is a special report from ABC News. Your voice, your vote. I'm Richard Cantu. In Pittsburgh, Vice President Harris declared the nation is ready for a fresh start.
It is a fight for the future, and it is a fight for freedom. Like the fundamental freedom of a woman to make decisions about her home.
President Trump also barnstorming through battleground states.
The former president spent much of the final day of his third campaign in Pennsylvania.
I've been waiting 4 years for this.
Trump aides are expressing confidence, pointing to what they see as an underperformance of registered Democrats in the early voting compared to 2020.
ABC Stephen Boyle. As they do every presidential election, residents of tiny Nitchville Notch, New Hampshire,
he's determined who his starting five are going to be.
That was my main message to him, trying to make him go on this journey over the next five and a half months.
We
together,
because it's going to be different for different nights and new starts.
My mom and I were talking about it.
Slip away in the final minute, losing in Cleveland 116-114. Bucks host the Utah Jazz on Thursday. Sports Online.
More news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment feed, I'm Pete Schwabe. Barbenheimer 2.0 is just around the corner, with films Gladiator 2 and Wicked kicking off the holiday box office season in a couple weeks. However, last weekend's box office did not impress. The movie Here, starring Tom Hanks and Robin Wright, directed by Robert Zemeckis, landed Sam with a thud on down opening weekend. Here did not review particularly well, and audience approval is hovering at around 60%. The film whipped big time with only a $5 million opening weekend, which landed it in fifth place overall, repeating as box office champ following its opening weekend is Venom with The Last Dance. The third and final chapter of DC's Venom franchise took in $26 million domestically. Rounding out the top five are The Wild Robot,
Dawn Show.
Professor Charles Franklin from Marquette University Law School. This is the last poll before we will go to the polls.
In the presidential race, we have it at a one-point Harris lead, 48-47, with 5% undecided. And how those people make up their minds who to vote for or if to vote, that's easily enough to sway this race.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
About courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on.
Raise up your boots and drug on down.
Coming up out
shack on the edge of town. There's an eight beat coming that just won't quit. People walking till you see. Fall in there.
Coming up on the show, it is here. It is election day. Dan Schaefer will be here from the recombobulation area. Make sure you go to votes. Make sure you join us.
And Matt Nair on air. Weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
You want to spend the rest of your brights
Back to Matt Nair on air. Jay Matt Nair, Greg Bach, and Sweet Kelly on the board coming to you from our studio and radio club here in the scene. You can always join us. You can call, you can text. The number is the same. 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Coming up with Dom Salvia today from 4 to 6 p.m. He will be joined by Democratic Party of Wisconsin Chair Ben Winkler for the final time before people head to the polls tomorrow.
Next to a swamp,
election day. We're at day one. One day until election day. Be a voter, baby.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody who's anybody is a voter. Make sure
Papa, Dad, and
people around you, your friends and family, are going to vote. Maybe call a couple friends today. Make it a thing.
Make it a plan.
Make it a party. Go to lunch. Go to vote. Go to lunch.
Tomorrow.
It's important.
Go to civicmedia.us/vote.
Rocky Mountain.
/vote. Click on that. Go to that website and you can find out information. If you have questions, call your municipality's clerk's office. Answer every need. It's closed right now for voting. But you can register tomorrow. Vote tomorrow. Hours. Talk to them first because they will give you the legit exact information you so desire when it's coming to this, because you don't want to get, you don't want to go there and be turned away because you don't have the right ID or
the right documentation. Exactly.
You don't. You want to be informed.
Yep. Go to civicmedia.us/vote. You can also go to myvote.wy.gov. Of course, coming up in about 15 minutes, we're going to wrap up the show as we do every day now with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Today it's the Mic Check Edition. Yeah. If you ever have a thing that should not be, send it into Greg and me. At Jane Says, JaneSays, Jane Says at civicmedia.us. If you ever have a guest that you would like us to have on, if there's something going on in your community, no matter where you are across the state, you can be in La Crosse, you can be in Amory, you can be in Ewart. Use that same email, Jane Says at civicmedia.us. All right, if you're going to commit voter fraud,
which is on my things to do today,
is it?
Yes.
Commit voter fraud?
Well, correct.
Don't do it like today. This.
Yeah.
A former Redding, California landlord is in a little bit of trouble after he posted some things on Reddit. 70-year-old Charles Pierce is the former landlord of some apartments in Redding, California. He says he got mail-in ballots for four previous tenants at those apartments. He posted to Reddit that he used all four of those ballots to cast votes for former President Donald Trump and in order to vote no on some rent control and school board measures in his county. You can't do that, sir.
No, not one bit.
Yeah, you can't do that. The county clerk and registrar of voters has said they have turned the case over now to the DA. I've never seen a situation where someone actually went onto a social media site and basically bragged about committing voter fraud. Not only is it a criminal offense, naturally it undermines the election process. When someone votes more than once, they dilute the vote of every other registered voter. That is a fundamental unfairness. Pierce says now, though, he didn't actually do what he posted. In a statement, he says he did not engage in any illegal activities, adding that his posts were hyperbole and that he was just too good at inflaming and angering his audience. He says the situation has been blown out of proportion and is very
obvious. Wait a minute. He's a 70-year-old man. Well, I guess
he's
7 years old.
So,
voter fraud is not right. You know who really inflames Mr. Pierce? The DA and the clerk's office and maybe even the marshals who might investigate you as well.
I'm down here in Mexico.
You did it. Even if you didn't do what you're saying, the very fact that you because here's what I'm talking about. Listening to Burlington's show 2 weeks ago, we had on specialist, yeah, for the hat wearing Ron Johnson.
Yeah. He said on his show
that the Democrats are the ones who are committing voter fraud, the ones who are interested in cheating. What is that? It is so angering to me that every time now we see that. Oh, shit, I'm running on that. Many times we see people who are voting for their former tenants. This is just nobody should be doing it. I don't care who you are, who you're voting for. You're voting for Kamala Harris, you're voting for Trump, go to jail. It's fine. Yes. You're a criminal.
Yes.
For the right, I don't care. But this notion of, like, I did it, but I didn't do it. And you're just being triggered because you're a bunch of rich and took the punchline. No, this isn't a punchline. This is our process. This is our democracy. And I'm sorry if I sound fired up again, but this really upsets me.
Well, it undermines folks' faith in the election.
Yep.
And that's how we ended up with the attack on the U.S. Capitol on January 6th, 2021.
Yep.
All of these lies, because they were lies about massive election fraud, massive voter fraud. There were 60 court cases. Every single one of them failed. We spent in Wisconsin alone over $1 million to give Michael Gableman all this cash to go run around the country and attend symposiums put on by the Mike Pillow guy, who had complete, absolute evidence of voter fraud, of which none was ever produced.
And this man, regardless of if he actually did it, the threat to me, there needs to be some consequences.
Yes.
Because if we don't have consequences for individuals who do this, and they say, I'm just having fun and it's a joke, then guess what? That breeds more people who do the same thing. It's like that kid who stole all those yard signs. 60 of them.
Yep.
Should he go to jail for the rest of his life? No. But there should be a consequence, and it should show other people, hey, you do this, we will take it seriously, and you'd be fined or go to jail.
There will be ramifications for your behavior. That's what we talked about this last week.
Yes.
The guy who went to a ballot demonstration.
Yes.
And took two sample ballots. They were demonstrating how the count happens.
Yes.
And he pockets these two sample ballots and then whispers to a woman, the count's going to be off. He's trying to prove election fraud by committing election fraud. And they caught him.
Yep. Because why?
Which is what the system is supposed to do. Because the system works.
Because it was on camera. Because they have a system. They do everything they can. They do everything they can to make sure that our voting process is safe and fair and free. And you know who thinks that?
Ryan Schilling.
And Robin Bowles.
That's right. Kevin, I believe we have a clip from Ryan Schilling.
When you hear him talk about fraud in Pennsylvania, all right, that could be an overt party chairman as to what the intention to come here.
Now that's from WISN Upfront.
Correct.
That's where that sound clip is from. That's Brian Schilling saying he feels confident in the security of our elections. And then tags on that little, as long as it's transparent. It'll be transparent.
Which we heard Eric Hovey and Glenn Rosenthal in the same garbage. I think it was fair, but we do know. And it's an insult to the over 1,800 clerks in this state.
Absolutely.
To sow any sort of fear and anxiety and mistrust in the people who their entire career is making sure
shredded it in court. President, former president, I should say, same thing. Want to bring that stuff forward? Watch him on Joe Rogan stutter and stammer because he just gets asked the question, are you going to bring it forward?
Well, there's so much you can do.
Absolutely.
I would encourage you to find that Joe Rogan clip. When he was on the podcast, Joe Rogan, Donald Trump was on Joe Rogan's podcast for 3 hours.
That sounds wrong. I've not listened to my favorite person on the podcast for 3 hours.
But Joe Rogan said, well, you keep talking about all this evidence you have of massive voter fraud and why you lost the election. When are you going to bring it up? And as you said, Greg, I have so much.
Judges he appointed threw those cases out.
Yeah.
So I just, once again, I'm fired up today, Jane.
I can tell.
We have really good people in this state doing a really good job. And I don't know who they vote for, these clerks. I'm sure some of them vote GOP, some of them vote liberal. And hey, maybe some of them are voting for Jill Stein. If that's the case, what are you doing? But point is, it's so easy to sit up on high chairs and say, well, we don't know what happened, when there is a mountain of evidence in front of you and you choose not to look at it. You choose not to do the right thing, which is for the people. Our voting is sick, period. And to continue this narrative 4 years on, I mean, as we said earlier in the show, they're going to claim victory.
No matter what.
When the New York polls close, when the California polls close, he's going to call for the stoppage of the counting at 10 o'clock,
yes,
our time, because he did it at 2:30 in the morning last time. Don't worry about that. The counts will continue.
Yeah, you don't get to stop the count.
No.
That isn't how it works.
The Supreme Court doesn't come and be like, all right, stop it.
Done. You're done now.
Stop it.
No, that's not how it works. Another thing, here in Wisconsin, when you feel lost, there will be late ballots coming in Milwaukee.
Yep.
I'm out. And we can thank Wisconsin Republicans in the Wisconsin Senate. We could have started counting those ballots earlier.
Yes.
Which would have produced the results earlier. And it died in the Wisconsin Senate thanks to Devin LeMahieu and the other Republicans there. So when they start screeching when the count in Milwaukee isn't finished by midnight, because this is because of you.
And honestly, those ballot dumps, which is what they're called, those ballot dumps, and late night counting, that is to ensure the safety of those elections.
Yes.
They're going to take their time. They're not owed.
Do you want them sipping through it, or do you want them to get it right?
We're not owed a fast election. We're owed a fair election. And if it takes them time, because we can't take outside money to help, which we did before, and that's gone.
Right.
Thanks a lot, Republicans.
Yep. And don't forget, if you haven't cast your ballot yet, you're going to vote tomorrow. And you have friends and family who are going to vote tomorrow. Make sure they understand what that constitutional ballot will do.
Correct.
They want to change one word. In my estimation, they want to change one word so they can narrow the definition yet again of who is allowed to vote. It does seem like one party is much more concerned with making it accessible to people to vote, and the other party not wanting so many people to vote.
Because freedom.
I guess.
Yeah.
Okay, because freedom.
Because freedom.
If you're going to voter fraud, don't voter fraud.
Yeah, don't.
Don't like that. All right, coming up, this should be a thing, Mic Check Edition. It's on the way. You're listening to Matt Mayer on air on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Strange foreign land. Say goodbye to mom and dad and hello to Uncle Sam.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. I've been reading up on the policies of all the presidential candidates tonight on LiveWire. Former President Trump has been talking up a new 20% tax on goods. prices that we pay. Tariff is just a tax that the government charges to businesses when they bring goods into the country. And the National Retail Federation says that tariffs force small businesses to raise prices or just eat those costs. And typically, big corporations just pass those prices on to consumers. The Nonpartisan Tax Policy Center says that, quote, Trump's tariffs would significantly raise the prices of imported goods since they mostly get passed on to consumers. I know prices are not rising like they were. Great for that. But, man, I still can't afford to pay 20% more for things. We will keep you posted on how this develops. In the meantime, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Once it was a soldier.
Wisconsin Decides 2024. As the campaigning comes to an end and your ballot is cast, you'll find continuing coverage of this important election right here.
Special reports start at 6 November 5th. And when the polls close at 8, coverage of the presidential, Senate, and your important local races will come in from around the state.
It's your vote as Wisconsin Decides on November 5th, starting at 6 p.m. on 107.7 WRCE and the Civic Media app.
National Revolution with Mark Becker.
Liz Cheney, famous non-Democrat, endorsed Kamala Harris for president.
I know that the most conservative of conservative values is fidelity to our Constitution.
Liz Cheney said that.
I tell you, I have never voted for a Democrat, but this year I am proud to cast my vote for Vice President Kamala Harris.
Listen to Rational Revolution with Mark Becker wherever you get your podcasts.
News from the Center, WRCE.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
The number is the same, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform that Ponce de Leon continues to actively ruin. Coming up, the news, followed by Todd Alba, Maggie Dawn, Dom Salvia, and then Peach Wallow. And a reminder, tomorrow, of course, is Election Day. We're going to have special coverage on Civic Media for Election Day. Peach Wallow and I will be starting off at 6:00 p.m. tomorrow night. Starting at 8 o'clock, Todd Alba and Ted Kreitlow will take over. And we will have a cast of thousands. We'll have reporters all over the place checking in from various headquarters as the results start to come in. So I hope you'll join us tomorrow night on Civic Media starting at 6 p.m. 52, Gavin, that means it is time for If you ever have a thing that should not be, send it in to Greg and me at Civic Media, at Jane Says, at civicmedia.us, J-A-N-E-S-A-Y-S, Jane Says, at civicmedia.us. Donald Trump was in Milwaukee on Friday night. You may have missed this because that wasn't... cycles just change so quickly.
And they're here all the time.
Yeah, it's never ending, so you might have missed this, but this was kind of a standout moment, at least. Donald Trump was having mic problems during his rally at Pfizer Forum. Quote, fix the mic, huh? You gotta be kidding. Do you want to see me knock the hell out of people backstage? I get so angry, I'm up here seething. I'm working my ass off on this stupid mic. I'm blowing out my left arm. Really? It's very heavy. Now I'm going to blow out my right arm to get a puppet. And I'm blowing out my throat, too, because of these stupid people. At that moment, Donald Trump took the microphone off the stand and began simulating a sex act on the microphone stand. That strange decision. Anna Navarro from The View, quote, ask yourself, what would happen if Kamala Harris did this?
Oh my God.
Yes, you saw right. This is Trump on stage at a rally, pretending to perform a sex act on a microphone. This this is not normal. Trump is disgusting, unhinged, and unfit to represent the United States. Vote him out. I have yet to hear a Trump interpreter explain what that actually was supposed to be, because I'm sure it's not what we all saw.
No, of course not. We need a Trump whisperer.
We need a Trump whisperer to explain what he actually was doing at that moment.
There's a whole heap and lot to unpack in this whole thing. First of all, I work with microphones all the time. Both my jobs. We when things go wrong, you fix them. Now you do them quietly quickly. To be cool. You don't berate the people who work in there, who are most likely union workers at that place, right, doing their job. And you don't try to be the man that people love. Also, threatening to beat people up. I'm going to, what are you doing? I'm going to do what now? I'm thinking that something effective like
I'm
going to crack skulls.
Well, I'm going to see the next thing. Do you want me to see the not a lot of people backstage? And the crowd check.
Yeah, that is not normal behavior to make to issue a problem, even a problem from a threat. But that's what we're talking about. That's what he's doing all the time now.
Yes. Donald Trump was later handed a wireless mic, but he wasn't happy about that. This mic is much heavier than the other one. I can do exercises. I can do exercises. I can build up my muscles. I've worked with a lot of microphones. I've never found them that heavy.
I just looked it up. What kind of microphone? It was half a pound.
Ouch. Well, then.
Good job, buddy. Do some yogurts.
Wow.
Do some yogurts. Get out there. I mean, it's...
Well, he doesn't exercise more. Because he has to get...
I'm the whiny snowflake. This guy's like, my arm hurts because of a half a pound microphone.
Someone gave him a lighter microphone.
Oh my gosh, someone get him a chair. Just, you know, take a
dip. All right, that wraps it up for today. That is today's edition of
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
Thank you, Greg and Kellen and all of our engineers. Crazy 100% in Madison and everyone else across the media. Without you, nothing works. Thank you most of all for calling and for texting me. Absolutely means the world. I hope you find some joy today and make a transition. We have news coming up next. We are at Madison as we are Madison headquarters. For you tomorrow, election day. Make a plan to go vote, baby. Everybody who's anybody is voting. We'll see you tomorrow.
Sometimes you're just incredibly. Can we be happy for the fact that Todd Alba is delivering pies? Don't we have? have the best coworkers here.
With you literally rubbing pie in my face.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning 6 until 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is your hometown radio. Refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCA and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.